Good morning, Audio Boo Land. This is Mayday's day 13, and today it's a bit of a technical question. It's regarding the cube, but also I'll probably talk a bit about chicken nuggets. I started using chicken nugget because I had an older version of the cube. And for some reason, one of my sessions disappeared. And so I couldn't get it back because it was an older version which needed an access token. And I know the newer one doesn't need that. So it just didn't work anymore. So I decided to buy Chicken Nugget, which is $15. Or about £10, £11, something like that. And that's a once-off payment. So I think it's not a bad price to pay, a one-off payment. So I got chicken nuggets and I'm getting used to it. I don't mind it. There's a few keystrokes I want to edit and change to make them like the cube. I'm not so keen on the sounds on Chicken Nugget. I find them not as distinctive as the sounds on the cube. So I wondered, is there any way I can get a different sound pack for Chicken Nugget? Because I just find all these little blips and burbles going on are sometimes, they're not always very distinctive. And when I went to look in to see what the sounds meant, they didn't always say. Jaws wouldn't always read what they were. I don't know if that's because there was no definition for what they were, but I thought, well, how am I supposed to learn what each sound is supposed to be if Jaws isn't telling me anything? So that's why I wondered if there were any more sound packs I could get. I know you could get them for the cube. Anyway, to the cube. I've got the latest version now, and I thought I'd like to set that up as well, because it's always good to have a backup. So I made sure that all the app data for the cube had gone, the old one, and I uninstalled the old one from program files, and I also checked to see that it had been got rid of from, I can't remember what the new thing is in Windows 7, but it's the equivalent of add remove software, something like programs, default programs or something, can't remember off the top of my head. I got Windows 7 64-bit anyway, So I did that. I've installed the new version of the cube. That all went well. And when I launched it from the icon on the desktop, absolutely nothing happened. I didn't hear any sound of it loading up. When I tried some of the keystrokes, nothing happened. And basically, it just refuses to do anything. You know, there's no indication that it's open at all. I did, you know, launched it from the icon on the desktop and left it. Came back 10 minutes later, tried some of the keystrokes that I'm familiar with, absolutely nothing. So, if anyone can tell me out there what I need to do to get it to work, to get it to even open, please do, because it's very frustrating, and I would like to have the latest version of the cube as well. And I didn't have Chicken Nugget open at the time when I opened up the cube. That was all shut down, and I was just wondering if there was some sort of conflict with the two of them, even though Chicken Nugget wasn't running. So it's really frustrating, because I'd like to have them both, I mean, obviously you don't have them both running at the same time because there are similar keystrokes. So if anyone knows what I need to do to get the latest version of the cube running, then let me know. I think the latest version is 0.71. This is the new cube that the new person took over to develop. And I downloaded it from their website. And this is what's happened. I've got no idea why it's not working. So if anyone can help, then please let me know. I shall be eternally grateful because it's very, very frustrating. Okay, that's all for me today on Audio Boo May Days Day 13. Bye-bye.